Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech. This is Communications Network, GCN Live, LIVE.com. Greg Lesher's with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Vincent. Yeah, what an interesting morning. I just viewed a video that was really woke me up to what's really, you know, some of the issues that we're dealing with. And I know we don't have time to talk too much about it this morning because you probably haven't, you probably just received it from me. But it's definitely, there's some subjects in there that we need to cover in a future show. But I did learn some interesting facts.
Feel free to bring them up. I have not read an email from you. I did power up, and I've been running around the farm doing chores. Hey, here's something really interesting, Greg. You might find this fascinating. Here's something you might find fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, go ahead.
And class, you might find this interesting as well. So we sold our annual crop of cows, and last year we received a check for $14,500. This year we took two trailer loads of cows to market, and we received a check $8,900. So why am I telling you our personal business? The reason I'm telling you is because I've been saying that the farmers are going under. So we have three people working full-time at the farm. Mrs. Finelli, our son, and I. Our son's in his 30s. So he's not a child. So the three of us have successfully grossed $8,900. Now, we would subtract from that. The cows actually bought a little bit more than that. But then there's the marketing fee, the taxes, the veterinary inspections, the auctioneer's fee, feeding the cows overnight, you know, while they're at the sale barn. Put all that together, and we got a check for $8,900. Actually, a little bit less than that. And take out the diesel fuel. It costs a couple hundred dollars in fuel to bring them to market. We had to buy a trailer many years ago, a used trailer, for around $2,500. We had to put tires on it, you know, like $600. And we have to have a truck in order to pull it, and we have to maintain the truck. And then we have to cut the hay. We have a tractor to do that. We have to have a tractor to rake the hay, and a tractor to bale the hay, and a hay mower, and a hay rake, and a tedder, and a baler. And then the time to do it, and then the spare parts and the machinery and the hoses and the belts and the fixing the broken thing. So we were able to get $8,900. When we subtract the costs, we're probably going to, it's only going to cost us maybe, I don't know, maybe $5,000 to sell those cows. What I mean by that is we're going to have to take $5,000 from someplace else, maybe savings if we had any, in order to keep the farm. And I'm not begging for money. I'm not doing that. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to put in perspective what is happening in Joe's America. And he, that guy said, and I'm going to quote, this is an article from the Associated Press, Washington. Quote, President Joe Biden said Thursday that the American people are really, really down after a tumultuous 2 years with the coronavirus pandemic, volatility in the economy, and now surging gasoline prices that are slamming family budgets. But he stressed that the recession was not inevitable and held out hope for giving a country a greater sense of confidence, end quote. The salient point is that this guy says the recession is not inevitable. What is a recession? According to Wikipedia, a recession is a slowdown in economic activity. This is according to Wikipedia. In economics, a recession is a business cycle contraction when there is a general decline in economic activity. Recessions generally occur when there's a widespread drop in spending. An adverse demand shock. This may be triggered by various events such as a financial crisis, an external trade shock, adverse supply shock, the bursting of an economic bubble, or large-scale man-made or natural disasters. In the United States, it's considered, it's defined as a significant decline in economic activity across the market, lasting more than a few months. Normally visible in the gross domestic product, real income, employment, industrial production, and wholesale-retail prices. So that was the quote from Wikipedia as to what a recession is. Now, Joe is saying that it's not inevitable. Is he kidding? We've been in it for years. Years. And he thinks that we might not go into it. This is the guy that's got his hand on the tiller. This is the guy that's got his hands on the steering wheel for the United States of America. And he doesn't know that we are in a recession. Actually, it's not a recession. In my definition, we're in a full depression.
And to put an exclamation point on that, inflation is theft. It's pure and simple theft. And right now we're experiencing the greatest theft that we've ever experienced in our lifetimes.
Greg,
Cutting our money in half.
Yeah, I was talking with a few instructors over the last, I don't know, couple of weeks. And I've made this statement. I'm going to make it on the air. I no longer can tolerate people who support this current position, this current regime. People who say, this is great, things are great, the economy is great, things are working really well. I cannot be friends with people who support this current line of thinking. I can't support people who haven't done penance for voting for this regime. It's not like, do you like the Red Sox or the White Sox? And, you know, you can debate which team is better, that kind of a thing. You know, in the past, people used to talk about that, the Yankees or the Dodgers. It's not like, it doesn't matter whether the Yankees or the Dodgers win. It doesn't matter. Okay? It's insignificant in the scheme of reality. However, when people support a regime that is killing the American farm, killing people with diseases, lying to them about masks and vaccines, lying to them about genocide, lying to them about inflation, lying to them about the condition of the economy, I cannot be friends with anybody who supports this. I can't. And I won't. And I won't help them. I won't even talk to them. If one of my former friends who had a few screws loose or more and voted for this regime and says, well, yeah, I guess they're okay. Not as good as I thought, but they're okay.
Well,
better than Trump. You know, that's what they would say. Better than Trump. Really? When Donald Trump was in, when Donald Trump was in office, Russia was our ally. We were working with the Chinese. Now they both hate us.
I support you in your decision. If you go back in time, if you rode with a bank robber, when they caught the bank robber and you were caught with the bank robber, there was a second noose. One was just for you. You know, you can't hang out and support these people unless you are specifically trying to unravel their deceptive views. But at this point in time, at this point in the fight, you're wasting your time. We're beyond that point. If people can't see the picture of our future, then it's too late. Don't waste your time. Continue to prepare and get to know those people who can see what's going on around them, who can see the future, who can see these people that support him. You know, by this fall, I imagine a lot of them are going to be starving to death. Because they are really that deceived. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, I'm really glad that I'm not the only person that feels this way. But literally, Greg, you know that I don't have a cell phone. And the main phone that we use is in the kitchen. And there's an answering machine there, and it has this automated voice that says, you know, we're not able to take the call. Please leave a message. Computer-generated voice. It's not in my voice. And sometimes there are messages left if Mrs. Finelli or our son or, you know, one of us is not in the house to run and get the phone because we don't have one in our pockets. If there's a message from me and it's one of those people who supported that current regime, you know, and I know I had some friends who voted for that, Team Joe and voted for Team Jab, and I don't have time to talk to them, and I don't want to talk to them. So if Mrs. Finelli were to say to me, hey, Vin, you got a message from so-and-so, and I know that that person supported Team Joe, I would say, okay, thank you, and I would not call that person back. Or if I were walking past the
same situation.
If I were walking past the phone. Okay. If I were walking past the phone and let's say Mrs. Finelli answered it and she said, oh, it's so and so. And if that person voted for, you know, Team Joe, I would say, I'm busy. And I'd keep walking. Okay. And it's true. It's true. I am busy. And frankly, people, instructors have tried to reach me and others, students have tried to reach me. They can't reach me on the phone because I'm busy. I'm trying to save the farm. Literally. And I'm not the only guy. I'm just an example of the destruction that has occurred with the presidents over the last, I don't know, 16 years. You know, people think that Donald Trump walked on water. No. He increased the spying. He inflated the currency, just like Joe.
Surrounded himself with bankers.
Yeah. Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg's with us. Greg, I did not have a chance to review the information that you sent. So do you want to teach from the email that you sent?
Well, one of the things that I learned, and it made complete and total sense to me because I'm aware of the Wetlands Act, is one of the reasons that, you know, and I'm not discounting it for control of food by any means, but I think the main reason that Bill Gates has bought so much farmland is for this Wetlands Act. He wants to rewild it. And with that, he will get carbon credits to do what he wants with. Huge money maker. That's what he's into, is controlling money. So what he'll probably do is turn those back into prairie or whatever it was before, which, of course, is going to do absolutely nothing for the food production. But these nefarious people, and we know he's into depopulation. They want to rewild America and put people in these little compact cities. And if people need to look up the Wetlands Act and Agenda 2030 and things like that and do some studying on it and find the documents where they're basically trying to rewild America and make these areas non-available for farming or even travel. They want to shut them all down. They want to turn this planet back into a wilderness. And it's really a creepy thing when you think about it. But that little point came out when he was, you know, in this video when he was talking about Bill Gates buying the farmland. Because this whole carbon credit thing and cryptocurrency, it's really a nightmare scenario when you look at it. And getting rid of all the meat production, we're seeing all kinds of food plants catch on fire and burn down. Now, you know, 30 or so of them might be natural, but hundreds? It's kind of almost like the fires that we had last year. Isn't it interesting that they all were aligned on the highways? You know, it's, I don't know what to say. We're watching the destruction of this country, and those who are up there guiding it and trying to pull the wool over our eyes. It's not Putin that we're experiencing the rise in the gas prices. It's the shutting down of the oil refineries, not renewing the leases on oil, you know, production wells and things like that, that is hitting us hard. It's the adding of ethanol as an excuse to help ease the burden, which is taking out all of the gaskets, O-rings, and things of this nature in your gas tank and your fuel system. By this fall, we're going to have parts that we can't get because they've been degraded by alcohol. I'm ready to pay the price for the non-ethanol fuel and not leave that crap in my vehicle because I don't want to see it destroyed. Your thoughts on that, Benson?
I have an exclamation point. We have a Troy-built Super Bronco rototiller. And it's a small one. It's like, I don't know, maybe 5 horsepower at the most. And it has a steel gas tank. And a lot of engines have plastic gas tanks. I'm talking about single-cylinder engines typically have plastic gas tanks. Well, this one has a steel gas tank. So you might think it's better. Until you look inside. And it is rusted. The entire surface of the inside of this gas tank is completely rusted, and there's nothing I can do about it. I can't stop it. And so here's what we did. We put in an inline fuel filter and a fuel shutoff valve and rubber hose. So we plumbed it in. We modified this thing so that we could control the fuel and drain the fuel tank after each use. The rust is so great from the ethanol in the fuel that it plugs up the fuel filters in between uses. We have to have like a 20-pack of fuel filters.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of heads of cattle in Kansas have died as the heat wave continues to scorch the United States. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said at least 2,000 heads of cattle have died since Tuesday because of the heat. A.J. Tarpoff, veterinarian at Kansas State University, said the temperature spiked, the humidity spiked, and the wind speed dropped. End quote. A doctor who pushed the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced to 2 months in prison on Thursday by the January 6th Commission and the Department of Justice. Simone Gold will also endure 1 year of supervised release after the jail term and has been ordered to pay $10,000 in fines and restitution. China launched its third aircraft carrier on Friday. The Fujian is named after the province across the water from Taiwan. President Xi has made overhauling the world's largest armed forces a central part of his agenda. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The mostly partisan January 6th panel is blocking the Department of Justice on 1,000 witness transcripts. Quote, the Select Committee's failure to grant the department's access to these transcripts complicates the department's ability to investigate and prosecute those who engaged in criminal conduct, end quote. That's from National Security Advisor head Matthew Olson and U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves. Committee Chairman Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, rejected that request a month ago, saying, no, we are not giving that to anybody, end quote. Thompson said that back in May. As President Biden continues to tout how well the American economy is doing, the average American that actually buys the gasoline and groceries for the household is probably singing a different tune. As inflation is at record numbers, Kevin Hassett, President Trump's senior economic advisor and Hoover Institute fellow, was on Fox News overnight.
We're basically in an inflationary spiral because of the spending binge that Biden gave us. And they're also attacking U.S. companies and U.S. capital. Like the letter to the oil companies is just a tiny little bit tip of the iceberg of what their regulators and tax hike threats have been doing to supply. So they're attacking supply and they're feeding demand, and that gives us inflation. And so it was obvious that was going to happen. Biden came out and said it's bizarre, the theory that their spending had any effect on inflation. But the San Francisco Fed, where Janet Yellen used to be president, has put out a study saying that almost all the inflation is attributable to Biden's plans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today I've got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So made the news today that Janet Yellen contradicted Joe Biden by saying that most of inflation, the majority of inflation, I'm paraphrasing, is a result of Joe Biden's economic policies. And that's a lie also. It's the entire, it's the Federal Reserve, it's the government spending spree, it's the creation of money out of thin air. We'll call it digits out of thin air. But what we
really
use to trade is
it's
not even money. It's not even money, right?
Yeah, money.
It's the medium.
Exactly.
It's the medium that we use to exchange for goods and services. It's commonly referred to money. It's not money. But the creation out of thin air of more of it is responsible for the rising of prices. You know, before the Federal Reserve came around in 1913, there was no such thing as inflation. There wasn't even a word inflation. And really what it means is creating a medium of exchange that's worth less and less every second. So it takes more and we'll call them dollars. It takes more dollars to buy the same thing because the dollars are worth less every second. And that is an go ahead.
Okay. I write you promissory notes because I've got this amount in the bank. And I can cover it in United States gold dollars, right? Or silver dollars. Okay. So I write you notes for it. Now, what if I start doubling those notes and start passing these notes out and I can't cover it? What happens to me? I get thrown in prison. Yet the Federal Reserve
that used to be called kiting checks. That's what they used to be called. When you'd write a check, a person would write a check that they couldn't cover, and they would cover that with another check and cover that with another check, and pretty soon there's a long list of checks covering the funds that don't exist in the first place. That's called kiting checks.
There you go.
That's exactly what's going on.
Country from us. They're taking this country from us by doing that. And I want to reiterate, the note says it right on it. It is for one United States dollar. And a note can do no more than what it says on the note by law. So what is a United States dollar? Well, Congress defines it as one troy ounce of 9.999 pure silver minted under the Act of Congress. It's a coin. And you'll notice that coin doesn't say a note on it at all. That's because it is a United States dollar. And they are printing these notes for United States dollars, and they do not have these dollars in their possession, and they will not give you one if you take it to the Federal Reserve and demand to redeem it. It's a worthless check. And because of that, look what's happening to it. Confidence. You and I may be able to use it, and there are ways to use it to release government debt. Because if you, in USC code, if you demand payment in a foreign note, you're liable for the redemption of that note. You're a part of that system, according to law. But, you know, when you look at these things and you look what's going on, there's only one thing that we can do, and that is prepare. You know, we might not be I can't stress enough the amount of parts in your vehicle that have the little rubber gaskets and hoses and things that are being eaten away right now because of this ethanol gasoline, this extra ethanol, which reduces your mileage and literally is just destroying these parts. Can you afford to do that? We're talking hundreds of parts, Vincent.
It's even more than that. Not only do you use more gallons of fuel when it's diluted with alcohol, because alcohol has less BTU content than gasoline does, we'll say less energy. There's less energy in a gallon of 10% ethanol mixed with gasoline than there is in a gallon of gasoline. Okay, that's one thing. So you're going to get worse mileage. And you know about that because those cars that had the flex fuel get fewer miles per gallon when they use the E85. Well, Joe is saying we are going to dilute further gasoline with alcohol and make more E85 for everybody else to use.
So
the auto manufacturers say, don't do it, because if you go below, if you add more than 10% alcohol, you're going to destroy the car's fuel system, which is what I told
and that's
you
exactly
happened to.
Intent.
Right.
There's nothing that they're doing without intent. They want you to be driving electric vehicles, and they know that they don't have the electricity or the battery capacity or the we don't have the funds to do it. They're destroying our lives intentionally. If they can't, you know, that last commercial mentioned that anti-vaccine. You know, I've got a comment for that. My body, my choice. And that really can't apply to these women that want the abortions, because there's two bodies there, you know. And when you think that there's two bodies there and only one's making the choice, that's murder. But I'm sorry to go off on that subject, but I just remember.
I'm with you. And in that same line of thinking, there's a school. There's a school in Worcester, the Nativity School of Worcester, and it's a Catholic school in this particular in Massachusetts. And this particular school has a committee that is headed by a homosexual, an openly homosexually alum of the school. And they have been flying the flag of BLM and homosexual pride. And the bishop of that area has excommunicated the school, the Catholic school, because what they're doing flies in the face of the Catholic teaching about homosexuality. Now, I'm not going into the point about how many priests are homosexuals. I'm not going to do that. There are plenty of them. But the philosophy of the Catholic teaching is that homosexuality is a sin and it's wrong. So this school is flying the homosexual flag, and this bishop excommunicates the entire school. Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him. Now, what about the bishop in Joe's area? Because Joe is he professes to be a Roman Catholic, and he supports abortion, he endorses abortion, he encourages abortion, and he encourages homosexuality. What about excommunicating Joe?
Novel idea.
I've been, you know, the problem, Greg, the problem I have is when I'm on the tractor baling hay, going around in circles, my mind is wandering. And there's smoke coming out of my ears when I think about these things. And I was livid. I was all by myself. Just me and the drone of this six-cylinder diesel engine. Baling hay. And I'm thinking about people who used to be my friends. And how they have committed the equivalent act of treason with me. Because they are supporting people who want to kill us. They're supporting people who want to steal from us. They're supporting tax increases. They're supporting gun confiscation, gun legislation, gun restrictions, gun registration, the ability to protect myself. They're supporting all these things that are wrong, and I have no interest in dealing with them whatsoever, even talking to them, and just thinking about them.
Sitting on the fence. What are we told by Christ? If we're neutral, he will spew us out of his mouth. I respect somebody that takes the side more than I respect somebody who sits by on the sideline and remains neutral. Doesn't mean I'm going to be friends with them. But these people that just remain neutral and won't pick the side because they don't want to get involved, they're the worst kind of people. And I know too many of them. They're no longer my friends. But what can I say?
I think their motto is, let's go along to get along. We don't have to get along. We don't have to support these perverts. We don't have to endorse these perverts. It's wrong.
That's right. You're now teaching us the teachings of the public schools now. Go along to get along. Be acceptant of everything. You know, the gay pride. Well, pretty soon it'll be pedophilia pride. Believe me. They're headed that direction.
Greg, here's something that I wanted to mention with you, since you're our water expert here at USA Prepares. The Colorado River has been tapped all along it for all kinds of reasons. Agriculture. So we are watering the desert to grow produce. Some experts, I don't even know what an expert is anymore. I guess somebody who says something, are saying that 70% of the Colorado is being used for agriculture. Some say 50, some say 40. I don't know the number. I don't know if anybody even knows the number or can even claim to know the number. But it's being used for agriculture, so that's food production. But raising food in the desert is insanity. Okay? You don't have to raise food in the desert. You can raise it where there is water, where the ground is fertile. Desert's not so fertile, right? Just like the beach, it's not so fertile. You have to bring NPK to the desert in order to grow nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, NPK. You have to bring that fertilizer. All right, so, and you have to bring water. So what has happened is we have depleted Lake Mead. And Las Vegas depends, as well as other cities, depend on Lake Mead for water. Well, from what I have learned through my research, there are three main intake pipes from Lake Mead heading to Las Vegas. The first one is above the water. We already pulled the water out. So the first one does nothing because it's above the water. There's two left. We're really close to having pipe number two, intake number two. It's really not an intake. They call it an intake, but it's really the outlet. Intake maybe to Las Vegas, but the outlet from Lake Mead. We're about ready to run out of water there. And it looks like if this thing continues at the current rate of the drought and the current rate of consumption, there won't be any water for those cities pulling water out of Lake Mead in 2 to 3 years.
In fact, they said they're going to have to make a choice, water or electricity.
Yeah. Yeah.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg just said it, and it's as clear as can be. Water or electricity, pick one. And this movement to push electric vehicles, Joe and company included, to encourage the buying of electric vehicles is insanity. And I believe I'm not advocating this. I just think we're all going to start witnessing this. I'm not sure when, but in our future, we're going to see people in the neighborhood. I don't live in the neighborhood. You know, I mean, neighbors, really. Closest one's a mile away. But people who live close to other people are, when they see those electric vehicles and they're all washed in the driveway, and these people who buy them are really proud of their Teslas and other electric vehicles. And then when the neighborhood starts to get the message by the utility company, you're going to have to turn your lights off. You're not appliances, you can't use them during certain hours because the grid is being stressed. People who don't have electric cars are going to grab. There's going to be a run on baseball bats. Let's put it that way.
Oh, by the way, Celia was just upgraded to a tropical storm, so if you're in that path, prepare. Which brings me to my point I'd like to make before, because this is a short segment.
Sure.
We can talk all day about what's going on, but I can't do that and feel good about it unless I talk about there are solutions. And those solutions are education. We know the future. We can read about the future in that book that we all, most of us every Sunday will pick up at least once, hopefully. And that is prepare. Become educated. Don't perish because of your lack of knowledge. Learn how to winter garden. Learn how to garden in that spare room that you're not using. Because these things are going to be your lifeblood. Learn how to reuse your water. Build yourself a super still that you can reuse all of your water with, or use that gray water for your plants in your gardens.
but educate yourself. This is the time. It's beyond time. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Yeah, I'm walking around really frustrated. I'm not going to do anything stupid, class, but I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed with the depth, the amount of ignorance, the amount of stupidity, the amount of greed, the amount of carelessness, recklessness. Everywhere we look, people with more money than brains are destroying the planet. And when I said there's going to be a run on baseball bats, what I meant was, what?
The media, when they talk about a school shootings go up. When they talk about suicide, suicide goes up. They know the results. When inflation and deflation depression happens, those things go up. It's not the guns that's doing it. It's the situation that we're all living in, and they know that, but they monetize off of it.
When I said there's going to be a run on baseball bats, what I meant was there will be, and I'm not advocating this. I just think people are going to lose it. They're going to lose their tempers. They're going to find the baseball bat in the closet. They're going to go over to that electric vehicle, and they're going to bash in the windows. So it's not operable, okay? I really think it's going to happen. I'm not advocating it. I just think that people in the village or neighborhood are going to be so annoyed that they have brownouts and blackouts, and it's those morons down the block who have the electric vehicles. They're charging them, and they're using three times the amount of electricity that our farm uses to charge one of those electric vehicles once.
And now
I calculated it out.
Yeah, because it's 100 degrees outside, and they'd like to have a cool home, but they can't because that electric vehicle has used up the electricity.
Right.
That's the scenario.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, class, headline, quote, Australia's energy crisis worsens as government asks people to keep the lights off to avert blackouts, end quote. That was yesterday. So the energy minister asked Sydney and New South Wales residents to turn off their lights at 6 p.m. through 8 p.m. because they don't have enough electricity. Why? Because they shut down some of the coal-fired plants. And they don't have enough electricity. This is all man-made. All man-made. And people are using more electricity than ever before for stupid things. You really don't need to stream movies. You could read a book. You don't have to have your air conditioner set to frozen. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have a black roof. You don't have to live with energy hog appliances. You don't have to have every convenience that is imaginable. You don't. You can live frugally and save the planet.
Education. 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 Education.
RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. Repeat. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg's website. Greg, thank you so much. See you next Friday.
Thank you. We'll see you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.